The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, a state agency, is the regulatory authority in Colorado. But Gunnison County commissioners are leading the way in renegotiating some of that authority. In late August, they updated their 9-year-old county-specific oil and gas regulations, which they say was necessary to stay ahead of the curve of increased oil and gas development. Matt Reed is Public Lands Director at High Country Citizens Alliance in Crested Butte. He says the new rules encourage oil and gas operators to minimize their environmental impact.
They're not perfect. They're far from perfect, but they're significantly stronger than the previous regulations. Gunnison County has never denied an oil and gas permit, and I think these amendments will better protect human health and the environment, not only in Gunnison County, but downstream in Delta County.
The new regulations further restrict activities around water bodies and include requirements for water quality monitoring and disposal of hydraulic fracturing fluids, among other things. Gunnison County Commissioner Hap Channel says they especially prioritized water quality because much of the county's gas activity takes place near the headwaters of the North Fork of the Gunnison River.
We basically understand that clean water is our lifeblood, and I mean it is the basis for virtually everything that we do over here, from quality of life to economics to et cetera, et cetera.
David Ludlam is director of the Western Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association, an industry trade group. His group isn't totally in favor of the new regulations.
Our organization has said all along, and we continue to believe today, that there are elements of the new regulations that are problematic, that are going to potentially conflict with state regulations, and that, you know, are going to probably increase costs.
Commissioner Channel says they were very aware of the line between state and local authority in crafting their new regulations.
You know, we try to stay away from the areas that the state has jurisdiction in to a significant extent, and to focus on those areas that we have authority in.
While hammering out these county-specific regulations, Gunnison County also approached the State Commission about getting more local oversight from them on drilling. After a series of negotiations, the state agreed to let the county hire and pay for their own local oil and gas inspector, who will be trained and supervised by the state. Commissioner Channel says this should help ensure inspections happen more regularly than they would with overburdened statewide inspectors.
This is a precedent-setting agreement that actually provides for the state to delegate its inspection authority so that it will increase inspection scrutiny, if you will, and hopefully increase our watchfulness on drilling operations.
Ginny Brannon is the Assistant Director of Water and Energy for the Colorado Department of Natural Resources. She says the authority-sharing agreement wasn't all that unusual, but Gunnison County's attitude was.
That's a tool that's always been in the toolbox, just hasn't been utilized before. What we have not had is a local jurisdiction coming to us and saying, you know, we would like to work with you. How can we do this? What are our options?
But that peaceful power negotiation hasn't happened in other parts of the state, like Longmont in Boulder County. There, the state agency is suing the city over their new local regulations, which include prohibiting drilling in residential areas. But Brannon says the two cases couldn't be more different.
What Longmont has done is pass regulations that we think are operationally in conflict with state regulations. The reason that's problematic is because if we have a patchwork of rules that deal with sort of the operative aspects of oil and gas drilling, which is clearly under the state purview, that results in a very uneven regulatory environment.
Longmont isn't the only place to try to impose stricter local control on oil and gas activity. Similar efforts in El Paso and Arapahoe counties were shot down earlier this year by Colorado's Attorney General John Southers, who also cited the need for uniform regulation. For her part, Ginny Brannon says the state has been actively trying to help local jurisdictions more, offering trainings on what activities local government can regulate, and bolstering the role of each county's local government designee, the appointed representative to work with the industry and the state commission. The agency also recently hired two new liaisons whose sole job is to work with local jurisdictions on these issues.
So it's a very, very substantive and robust way for local jurisdictions to get what they want. And that's what we're encouraging.
Recently, several state and national environmental groups have pushed the state agency to revisit its rules regarding setbacks in residential areas, as well as protections for air and water quality. And in spite of opposition from the gas industry, State Commission Director Matt Lepore has said he'll ask his agency to formally launch a new rulemaking process to revise parts of Colorado's 2008 regulations. In the meantime, Gunnison County Commissioner Hap Channel says it remains to be seen what the state thinks of their new local regulations.
I think the jury is still out on the effect of our revisions on our relationship with the industry and with the state. This is a living document, and it's never, you know, anytime you codify regulations, you're not going to get it 100% correct. It will continuously need to be tweaked.
Several other Western Slope counties are watching things play out in Gunnison County and Longmont before launching their own regulatory efforts. For KVNF News, I'm Ariana Brocious.